never been much of an artist. While I can imagine would-be masterpieces in my mind, somehow the information always gets lost before it reaches my fingertips. However, there was one brief moment in kindergarten when my brain and my hand decided to work in perfect symmetry with one another. The channels of creativity were opened and I was creating a masterpiece. It was a rainy day, and our class could not go outside to play. Instead, we stayed indoors and did crafts. I was assigned to the painting easels. After putting my apron on, there before me was a giant white canvas that I was to fill up with a picture. Let's see. What should I paint? I know. I'd watched cartoons before coming to school, and Tweety Bird was still fresh on my mind. It was the simplest picture I could think of. Well, that day I surprised even myself, as a perfect rendition of Tweety Bird was just flowing from my brush. That bird looked so real, I thought it might take off flying from the canvas. Picture gets better and better in my memory as I get older. But just as I was finishing up with the tail feathers, I heard Mrs. S. say my name. Billy! Uh-oh, what'd I do now? Billy, that's adorable, she exclaimed. She liked my painting. In fact, she loved it. It really moved her. I think she almost cried. She made the rest of the class stop what they were doing and look at my yellow bird. I was beginning to feel pretty talented. This was the first time in my life a teacher ever made a fuss over anything I had made. It was intoxicating. It felt so good to be praised like that. Now, if I only would have stopped at that point, it would have been a very good day. But no, I had to keep painting. I wanted more attention from Mrs. S. I would paint on. Well, my art career peaked and crashed all in that same moment. Let's see. Tweety Bird's always in a cage on a perch with Sylvester the cat trying to get at him. That's it, I'll paint a cage around my bird. So I proceeded to paint a big black cage around my brilliant work of art. When I was finished, the thick brush that I had used to make the cage, it looked like a maximum security prison. I'd ruined my masterpiece. The yellow and the black paint was all smeared together. It was a mess. And then Mrs. S. came walking by again, only this time she seemed horrified as she said, "What did you do with your bird?" My art career was over. True masters know when to quit. Well, at this hour we remember when the master of the universe, the one who formed the mountains, created the ocean and filled the heavens with the stars, was hanging on a horrifying cross in excruciating pain. It would be his greatest and most costly work. In the giant picture of creation, this cross would be the centerpiece of time and history, and for all eternity. The masterpiece of creation was now receiving the final strokes of God's power, his love, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Finally, when all of Jesus' heart and love, all of his obedience, every fiber of his being had been poured out upon that cross for you and me, he proclaimed with a loud and triumphant voice, "It is finished." True masters know when their work is finished. He proclaimed those words not only to his Father in heaven, not only to himself, but to you and me. And it's important for you and me to understand the words, "It is finished." Your redemption, your salvation, your forgiveness is finished. It has been accomplished and completed. In the Greek, it says, "It is perfect." It has been accomplished once and for all time. There's nothing more to be done. Don't add to it. Don't take anything away from it. Don't replace anything. It is finished. And it is perfect. Perfect obedient love. Perfect and eternal salvation. The only thing left for you and me to do is to stand back in awe. Stand back in adoration, worship, and praise with thankfulness in our hearts. Admire it. Take it in. It was done for you. Don't add any of your own strokes of self-righteousness to this picture of salvation. To do so is to cover up the beauty and power of God's love. To do so is like painting yourself back into a prison from which you have been set free. "It is finished," Jesus proclaimed. All he asks of you is to fall on your knees before this great work of love and redemption and say in your heart along with him, "Yes, Lord, it is finished. Thanks be to God. Amen." Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.